Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Good morning. Buenos dias. This is for the men. Today is Wednesday, June 9th, and I want to talk to the guys a little bit, to the men, about your dreams romantically. Some of you may have been having dreams. Have you made up your mind about someone? How did you sleep last night? Dormiste bien? Did you have someone on your mind last night while you were asleep? Somebody special? Did somebody show up in your dreams? You know, is about when you all have made up your mind. For some reason, I'm feeling that the men are going to be thinking about love a little bit more than usual. Not just thinking about a woman, but thinking about love a little bit more than usual. And that, I guess, that's what's necessary, especially with the I don't want to say predicament, with the energies that men have decided to embrace of wanting to be with that special someone. You know? And welcome back to you all that are listeners, and welcome to the new listeners. I want to take a little bit of time to, because I forget to do, I'll be on the ball, then I'll stop doing it. I want to take some time to thank iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, and all of the other podcast platforms that the podcasts are on. And I've stated in the past that I mentioned those three because they're the first ones, and they're the big ones, and they're the easier ones for me to remember. Okay, the other podcast platforms, I'm going to have to get the list. Like, I have to get the list. I'm not going to be able to remember that. Okay, but thank you. I appreciate it most definitely. Now, so it's about when you guys have made up your mind. And some of you, it could be, is it that situation where you're going to be like, perdóname mi amor? Are you asking for forgiveness? Are you trying to make up for something? Are you trying to repair something? Have you rethought something? And those of you that are into astrology, yeah, we're Mercury retrograde, but we're also in eclipse season, so things can kind of stick. What isn't supposed to stick, it'll go away rather quickly. You don't even have to do it. With eclipses, you don't have to do anything. It just, the chips line up, and it's kind of done for you like that. It's like in an eclipse, you would have to be holding on with your teeth to a person, in which your claws in them to keep them if they're not supposed to be in you. You would have to be really fighting a good fight, you know, and losing but still fighting. Okay, because eclipses are to, you all may not even be interested in astrology, but eclipses are to remove what is blocking you. The eclipse is on your side. Like, I'm on your side like that. But, you know, people, they like had their teeth in to what they want. They have the claws in, their tentacles in, like that. And sometimes it could be in the people, and the eclipse comes to free them. You know, and the eclipse comes to unblock your path so that you can, because whatever is leaving, it was inevitable. It was going to leave. So now, But with this, with Mercury retrograde here at the same time, and usually with Mercury retrograde, you're not supposed to agree to anything or romantic partnership, because some of you are like, perdóname, mi vida, mi amor, mi consentida, Ooh, like that. But okay. You're wanting back in. Now, those of you that are wanting back in, usually with Mercury retrograde, it tells you, like, don't go back to the past. The past is going to pop up. Don't go back to it. Say no to the past, like that. And not only romantically, like, say no to the past, period. You know, the only something is stated, say no to what is new also is what usually they tell you with Mercury retrograde. Unless that new was something already underway, like, for example, and this is going to get taken us away from love, but this is an example. If you had applied for a job before Mercury went retrograde and you get the call that you got the job and they want you to start, well, okay, you could do that because something that was set in motion before Mercury went retrograde like that. So that's kind of different. But what you want to do is negotiate pay well. Now, because Mercury retrograde is real renegotiations, reassessing like that. So is romantically, those of you that are like wanting somebody that you had something with in the past with, or you're coming across people from your past and you're like interested still, you still feel that you have feelings because past feelings can arise during this time period. You feel that you think that you still have feelings for them, or you feel that you still have feelings for them, and you're wondering how things would be this go around. Are you two changed people? Have you two changed? Have you two grown? Because it would be about the growth of both of you. It won't be about have you grown and they stayed the same, or have they grown and you stayed the same. It will be about have you two both grown individually, and therefore nothing would be the same. It won't be the same as it was in the past. Because when one person changes, or when a person feels that I should stay the same and you should change, it means that, okay, that's not the type of relationship. That's not the type of relationship and the person that you should be wanting. It should be, we both need to change. And as well as I could point out your errors and where you need to change, I'm pretty sure you have a long laundry list of mine also where it would benefit me to change. That's the only way a past relationship that didn't work out could have the potential to work out. It may or may not work out then either, but that's the only way that it would have potential. When both people recognize that it's not about the decision that the other person didn't make in the past or failed to make, or not about their change. It's about you two both need to change. And that's the only way that the relationship is going to work out. So some of you fellas, hombres, may want to, may come across someone from your past, or you may want to go back to the past like that. You have to decide for yourself. I'm not going to put my opinion into it whether or not you should do that. You have to decide that for yourself, like that. So, is what I'm getting. And I'm wondering is if, okay, this is my point of view. When you go back to someone, I feel that if you go back, the intent should be to offer, excel to that which was not offered, wasn't, and excel to in the past. I feel that there should be an intent like that. If you're going back to the past, there should already be an intent, you know. I don't feel that it should be going back to the past and then getting there and then figuring out what you want to do. I feel that if you go back to the past, there should be a reason, an intent, like, you know, and not just going. And that's what I feel. Or because what would you be going back for? You know, what would you be going back for? Because when people have people that come back to them from the past, it would be about they would want to know, okay, why is this person back? What are their intentions? So it would be, and usually when it's somebody from the past, I think that when it's a new person, sometimes people can be more patient to see where things are going to go. But when it's an old person, is because there's history there, is more about what are their intentions, what are they back for. So I think that the person that comes back, it would be best if they spoke honestly and directly about why they're back, what their intentions are, where they're going to move there. I think that they should, you know, if the person receives them well, they should come in with a plan, or they should just, it's like unrolling the plan first, maybe sending an email or text or whatever and saying that you want to come back and this is why, like that, as opposed to just coming back and the other person's like, what are you back for? We're just walking around in circles, you know? So men, it's like, before you come back, you have to ask yourself, then it's sentimental for ales? Do you have feelings for them? Like, what are your intentions? Because you would be coming back, so you already had the opportunity to, like, fiddle-faddle around or not show your intentions or not show your true nature or show it, and that may have been why you're a part of the past. Okay, so when you want a second opportunity, you kind of need to... It would be best that your intentions are out in the open like that, because you're not a new person where it's more patient to wait and see where things will go like that. That's relating to the past. Now, us of you, because your mind could be on love more than usual, and it takes a special, and you're knowing that it takes a special someone to fall in love with. It does. It really does take a special someone to fall in love with. Falling in love isn't something that you do every day with everybody that you come across. That's, you know, you could fall into many things, but it takes a special someone, depending on the person that is falling in love, to have them fall in love with. That's not something that you can force, you know, or will yourself to love someone. You can't force yourself to love someone. You can't will yourself to love someone. You can't do that. You just can't do it. So some of you may be thinking about love more than usual. Think about falling in love, the type of person that you're waking up with the person that you love, you know, and that you fall in love with. And that person is going to be special and unique to you, because it's not just going to be with anybody that you're going to be able to have those types of feelings with. It's not. It's going to have to be the correct person for you specifically, which will most definitely may not be the correct person for this one or for that. It depends on the person that is falling in love like that. And sometimes, you know, men are known to not all men. Men fall in love with their eyes and with a combination of their heart? Is it the eyes? You know, and waking up, and that's a good thing, because men are said to be visual. I'm visual also. So waking up and looking into the eyes of the person that you love is quite, and you're like, everything that I've gone through that has gotten me to this point it was worth it. And you're only going to look into the eyes of one person and be able to say that. No matter how many times you love, no matter how many times you lost, there's only that one real and true one. And it wasn't the one that you met when you were 15. It's not that. That was puppy love. It's going to be mature love. Not that those weren't love. It's going to be mature love that comes from a mature heart. That comes from a heart that has loved and lost. That comes from a heart that has experienced. That's the best love. That's the best. That's what you want to encounter as it relates to love like that. You know, and sometimes we could put a lot of, I don't know if men do this. Usually I don't hear that they do. Put a lot of stock in youth. In youth and when we were younger and in love. Because, you know, but No. It is. Love is different when you're mature and when you're older and when the heart has matured through loss. And when love is truly about choice when you're older. And when you're older, you know exactly what you want because you had a lot of what you don't. And I know that men also come across a lot of what they don't and have and get in relationships due to whatever like that. And it not being about sometimes the choice that a mature heart would make or a mature heart would make or the reason behind the choice is different when we're younger. When we get older, we choose differently. We know what we want. We know what it takes. We're not willing to, the ones of us that are healthy aren't willing to settle. We realize that life is too short to be settling. Like that. We're wanting the one. And there's only one, like that. So those of you that are now, guys, fellas, those of you that are now open to someone new or thinking about love and knowing and thinking about it differently, knowing that it's going to take someone specific and that you don't come across this person, these types of people every day, that this person will be kind of one in a million, but they're out there and you're awakened to that and wanting that. It would be about and wanting to share with them a part of yourself that you not share with anyone, no matter how many relationships you've been in. Even if then in those relationships, there was love also. It would be about now you've decided. And now you have decided. So it will be about that's what you're wanting. That's what you're open to. It will be about letting that old door close and being open. So some of you could be coming across someone new. And when you've never come across, when you know what you want, because even when you know what you want, the person can come with other qualities and characteristics that you could never have even dreamed of that are also positive. And when you come across what you want, there's something that you don't know right then that, okay, this is them. It will have you like under an energy of, ¿qué pasa con esta persona? What is it about this person that and the person doesn't have to be doing, the person won't be doing anything specifically. It would just be a certain kind of curiosity, something that's going to pull your attention towards the person. You're going to be like, what is it about this person that has caught my attention? My attention has been caught before, but this person has caught my attention in a way that nobody else has. What is it about this person that makes me want to make certain moves? Now, the wanting to make certain moves, it will be about this eclipse, the new moon solar eclipse that we have in Gemini tomorrow. And the eclipses propel you into the future. And this is a new moon solar eclipse. So it will propel you into the future, into the unknown. The eclipses accelerate things. They accelerate things. So you'll be like, in your mind, you're going to be like, what is it about this person that causes me to want to make certain moves? Now, that's where you're going to be. Now, about making those moves, we know that Mercury is retrograde still, and the advice is usually to wait. And it's not waiting because you're waiting for the shoe to drop that tells you not to make certain moves. It's waiting because whatever moves you were going to make, and that you may still make during the rest of Mercury retrograde, it will be where those moves will be refined. Those moves will be reassessed. Those moves would be the move that you would want to make. If you wait until Mercury goes direct, that move will have more significance, or it would be different, or it would have evolved. It would have become a more firm move than if you would have made it then. You would have had time to get things that were, would have been posed as a problem, posed as a blockage, come up as a hindrance, organized, orchestrated right so that this move can be made and there is no stopping it or holding it back. The foundation will be firmer like that. Because with Mercury retrograde and reassess and reevaluate, that doesn't mean that you're reassessing and reevaluating because you shouldn't do it. It means that the approach is reassessed, the approach is reevaluated, so that when Mercury goes direct, you have something completely different than what you would have come up with as a move to be made when Mercury was retrograde. You're rethinking something. Some of you are, those of you where it's going to be a past situation, you're rethinking that relationship. You're reassessing that relationship. Like that. So it's like, some of the men could be knowing what they want. Love can be on their mind most definitely. Is involving the past or those you somebody knew was going to come towards you. It'll be all of a sudden out of the blue. Unexpected. You would not be seeking it. It would have sought you and found you. And you're going to be, what is it about this person? And you're going to most definitely want to make certain moves. Is what I'm getting. Most definitely, you're going to be wanting to make certain moves towards them, with them, about them, in reference to them, in reference to having a relationship with them. It will be about feeling that you've come across that special someone that is in Gemini. We all do what we want to do, but as I stated, for those of you that it's about the past, it's better to come in with your intentions known, because you have a history with the person. So you really don't have to beat around the bush, because the person that you will be coming back to, their thoughts are going to go to, okay, what are their intentions? Why are they back? Okay, so it's best that how people come in with the flag, okay, you need to have words on the flag of why you're back, what your intentions are. Now, that's with the past. Now, that doesn't mean you have to make the moves while we're in the energy. The intentions need to be known. And then, after you give it some time, you see if that is the correct decision based on how you and the person are, if you and the person are in the same place still, emotionally, mentally. Like that. But the intention needs to be set, you know, first when you're coming back. The intention needs to be set. And then you need to see, because you have a history. With new people, it's about seeing and then the intention, usually. Okay. You know, is what you all will be dealing with. But with the energies that we're under, it would be best to those of you that are going back to the past, that you're going to actually go back to the past, or somebody from your past is going to cross your path. Okay, the past come, it's like encountering the past romantically. It will be about your intentions being known, and then seeing where things go. That's what letting your intention know, and then seeing, okay, now, as you, it will be about a new person, and you will feel that you want to make certain moves with this new person. It will be about feeling that you want, that this is the person, the love of your life, the person that you want to make certain moves with. You're going to feel when you encounter this person that, tú sabes lo que quieres, that you know what you want. It will be about having the intent, knowing what you want, but allowing things to move in that direction without force. But the intent is positive, because it means that your intentions are positive and that you know what you want, and you know where you want things to, the lead things. You're not confused. You come in with an intent. That's the past and the present. That's the past and the present is the way that the energy is. So that's what is going on with some of the men during this time period. That's what I want to share. Until next time, this Frutha Thuthia. Enjoy your day. Bye.